Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn, little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hello.
Hi, Dawn. Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Hi. I am fabulous. I'm doing a remote show here from a beautiful resort in Orlando, Florida, and it's just amazing family time. And so good at bringing the whole family together. And in the meantime, if our VIP guest, we're not going to announce who he is yet if he doesn't call in or he's busy, we're just going to take over the show.
Okay.
And so good things are happening. I do want to tell everybody that on the 20th of, next week, from 2 to 3 p.m., I will be moving my show, and we'll be from 2 to 3, and we'll be about Sunkissed Charter. So it's going to be really fun with the captain and the crew talking about that, kicking off our new time, and I'll be doing specials during the week.
Okay, Dawn, just so that you can let you know, like, you're really close to the microphone, so we can hear you.
You sound great.
Yeah.
You sound great, Dawn. You sound great.
Okay, so anyways, while I'm on the phone, let me introduce Renee Leon. Renee, tell everybody what you do.
Hi, Dawn. Well, my name is Renee Leon. I'm a reporter for Hollywood Connections, and I am a beauty, health, and wellness coach. I also am an actress, and also I'm also a reporter for Hollywood Connections. I've been acting in a few different things, and Daddy, We're Back. We filmed the first season, and then we're waiting for The Italians. I'm Gabriella Carlucci in The Italians, the international series, which is coming up very soon. I just talked to the producer, writer, and director. He called me yesterday, and he said we're very close. So, you know, with the COVID, we had to stop. But I'm also in a movie called Beer Tales that we're filming on May 12th down in Sebring, Florida, and I've been real busy. I've been doing a lot of things, and also, you know, like I said, I'm a Hollywood Connections reporter for you, Dawn Reiss.
Yeah, Dawn.
Right. And I have to tell everybody before I go to Carrie, we're so blessed and honored that we are actually been nominated for Best Talk Show at the International.
Yes.
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 Congratulations, Dawn, for
yes,
being nominated.
Dawn. Yes, Dawn. I hope you liked our videos that we sent you, and you definitely deserve it. You've helped a lot of people in this industry. You know a lot of people in this industry.
Oh, she helped me with my career tremendously.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
She's helped so many people.
Yes.
And you know what? I'm glad that I was able to announce it to you.
Yeah, I'm honored to be in your reporter, Dawn.
Well, we're excited to have you. That's why we were actually nominated for the best talk show host with everybody, and also been nominated for the best talk show host. So we're excited. May 19th and the 22nd, we will be at the International Christian Film Festival. I will have a table there with Sunkissed Charters. Come and say hello, and I'll be there with Marcus. He's an author, and also we have a table with a producer from Lake Tahoe that he won't be there. We'll be passing out his literature. And the ladies will be coming up and interviewing during the week, so we're going to get some awesome interviews with everybody.
Yay!
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing. It's been 2 years. I mean, last year with the COVID, we had to stop. And the year before, we had a great time. Dawn, you were nominated 2 years ago, too. You were nominated for the best talk show host. You remember? It was amazing. We had a great time. We had a really good time.
Yeah, I really enjoy going out there in the field and doing interviews.
But this was a Christian Film Festival. It was amazing. Oh. I mean, this is going to be your first time.
Yeah, this will be my first time.
You'll enjoy. It was really nice. It was a really good time.
It's really exciting as this is the first year that we've been nominated for both.
So I know.
That's going to be such an honor. So let's go to Carrie K. Davis. Carrie K., tell everybody who you are.
I am Carrie K. Davis, originally from California, California girl turned country, and I'm a singer, songwriter. I'm a holistic health coach. I just graduated from the New York Institution of Nutrition. I took my year to get my degree and during COVID. It was a perfect time. And I'm so happy that I got my certification and how I'm helping people with circulation magnetic therapy. I'm also working with the newest technology, stem cell regeneration. And I just love that. 12 hours on, 12 hours off with this little bitty patch. I have my own show called Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show, and that is every Monday night with Jennifer Blakemore. Hope she's on here tonight. She is on my co-host, and we're on every Monday night here on Hollywood Connections as part of the Special Beauty Queens edition, and we start at 7 o'clock Eastern. So
go ahead.
Right. And also, you have a Beauty Queen special under Hollywood Connections once every 2 weeks.
Yes, I do. Yep, for right now. Yep.
And tell us who you've had on the show recently.
Well, I had a couple of people on the show. I'm trying to remember Marcus. I can't remember his last name. Yeah, you can go ahead and say it, but yeah, he was amazing. He was the drug lord that came to the Lord.
Oh yeah, Marcus.
And Marcus, and he was just awesome. And you know, his story is just so inspirational. And I've had a couple of people telling testimonies on my show. I had Leanne, who is this her birthday tonight, and we're going to be celebrating. She had a near death experience.
Wow. Well, if you recall, Dawn, too, Carrie was one of my first, she was on the show. She was one of my first clients that was on it.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Yes, I had Carrie K. Davis on.
Yeah.
And I also had Tom Palladino. And he is amazing also. I also had, Mark had come on and with
you
another
you interviewed Marcus too.
Yes,
that was a really really powerful.
Yeah, Marcus, the interview was amazing.
Yes,
I mean he really liked it too. He was really amazing.
And you took her circulation therapy, Renee. How did that help you?
Oh, that circulation therapy did help me. I don't want to say the name of it, but it's the circulation therapy. I mean, it helped me with my pain in my back, pain in my legs. It made me relax. It made me sleep well. With what we're doing now.
Yes, that's just addition to,
it's
right?
It's an addition. I mean, I'm part of what Carrie K is doing also, and it's a rejuvenation. It's these patches are just amazing, and they're rejuvenating. They've helped my eyesight. They've helped where my herniated disc was, where my back is. I mean, I just can't say enough about it. I have 4 herniated discs and 4 bulging discs, and I put a patch on my back, and I feel like in 5 minutes it has relieved it. But not only that, I sleep so soundly and I dream. I mean, I usually am 3 hours and I'm up, but now I'm sleeping a good six, yeah, seven, 8 hours.
You do get sleep. So when we're in our 30s, stem cells are taken away from our bodies,
right,
about 60%. When we're in our 60s, we've lost 90% of our stem cells. So we can't fight off disease and illness. It's a known fact.
So this regenerates it with the peptides. And, you know, if you have any information,
copper peptides,
you can call me, Renee Leone, at 813-943-7377. I can send you some information over. And if you're interested, you try it out. It doesn't hurt to try because, yeah, you know what? There's no medicine. I'm not a doctor. This is not a medicine. This is something that activates your own stem cells.
Amen. And it's just scientifically logical that that would happen.
That's right.
So we're pretty excited about that, Dawn.
I know. You're doing very well. Renee signed up under you, and you've got a great team going. I heard. Congratulations.
Last night I had a party.
It was amazing. We had a party.
And corporate's coming. Can
corporate's
you believe
coming
it?
And who
corporate
do they want to meet?
Corporate will be here. So I'm going to meet Onyx Cole,
yes,
who is amazing.
Yes.
She's like the best network marketer I've ever met. I was in a company with her, Mona V, and we were just, just like talking. She inspired me because she'd helped so many thousands of people. And she's here in the south of Florida. And then Peter Known, he's going to be here. And I get my own personal dinner with him on Friday night.
Well, she's getting excited over here, don't you think? Well, they're coming in Saturday with all the directors, the managers. I'm a manager and the directors.
And Renee gets a dinner with him.
I get a dinner with him too. But I have to be with Daddy We're Back, the crew. That's what's going on with me right now. You know, I have to be in Brandon on Saturday because they're going to show the whole season of Daddy We're Back. And then I'm going to hurry up and rush over and meet Carrie and all the directors, the senior directors, the diamonds.
I'm so excited.
Right? The diamonds, the platinums, they're flying out to meet us.
But Dawn, I just want to thank my Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
Because,
well, without him,
it's just been amazing what he's done. You know, I mean, everybody has a story, but I got hit by that school bus last year and shouldn't be here. And if I hadn't got hit by the school bus, they wouldn't have found the tumor. And I didn't tell anybody about it. I just knew I could turn it around, right? And I didn't want to tell anybody.
Right.
So.
Well, that's why we call this, ladies, it's Hollywood Connections, but we have miracle stories.
Miracle stories,
and we're going to just talk about stories tonight. I'm going to have to reschedule this other guest, it looks like. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about some things of what we've been doing. I'm going to interview both of you. You're going to ask me some questions about my life.
Yes.
Yay!
Yes, Dawn.
Have a fun show. In the meantime, let's go to Carrie Kay's interview with Marcos, and he's working on a motion picture. You can buy his book for $15.
Yes, my interview. That's awesome.
Are we going to listen to him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And now Tommy has it, and we'll be right back. Tommy, are you
great?
Right?
Yes, I'm a holistic health coach, certified.
You're what?
I'm a holistic health coach.
Okay, whatever that means.
So today I'm...
Okay.
Yeah, you're live. You're not live, but we're doing it. Anyway, so tell me a little bit about yourself, Marcos, right?
Okay.
You wrote this awesome book, From Being a Drug Lord to Serving the Lord.
Yes.
And how in the world did you get to this point? God came into your life. It's amazing, right?
Yes, October 9, 1995. I'm an evangelist, a preacher, and a chaplain, 25 years. And I was preaching about Samson, that Samson killed more Philistines the last day that he lived than all the days that he lived. So I decided to write a book for God to use me greater now than all the years before. When I gave my testimony in TBN, 5 radio station, 2 television stations, I went to Cuba, Venezuela, Dominican Republic. I even went to Medellin in Colombia, and I gave the testimony there how Jesus Christ changed such a big drug lord like me through the prayers of my mother.
Wow, amazing.
Yes, it's if you would have told me to leave my Colombians and my black friends, I would have told you you're crazy because of the fame, the power, and the money that we were making, and we were like a family. And it's the lure of all evil, the root of all evil, the love of money. And what happens to a man? If he gains the whole world, loses soul.
Amen.
And I had everything a man
wanted. And we're back.
I had
We're going to play that interview next week as well, and that just gives you a little synopsis. He's making his life into a motion picture. In the meantime, we have our... I'm doing the show remote, Dr. Shiva, over here in Orlando at a beautiful resort with my family. And let's introduce Dr. Shiva. Are you there?
Yes, how are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you so much for calling in. We have so much to talk to you about. I have two ladies that are holistic health coaches that are on the air with me as well. They're hosting at the station tonight. And Dr. Shiva, you have so much to talk about. You know, and I saw a lot of your videos. You have hundreds of videos on YouTube. You're live all the time on Facebook. And what I wanted to bring to the attention was, it really intrigued me of the last video of one of them, was about, you were talking about COVID and the 5G. That was pretty interesting. Can you kind of, you know, explain about that?
Yes.
Yeah, I was not talking, just to be clear, about COVID and 5G. What I was talking about, well, let's just step back a little bit. I think one of the most important things to understand here is that we need to focus on what I call boosting the immune system. Because what's happened is those in power do not want us to focus on this very central issue, which is that the immune system is a very complex system. And the goal is that the human body is designed for resilience to boost the immune system. And so over the last year, you know, in March of 2020, I was the first scientist to expose Fauci and really bring about this very central issue, that this entire thing with the quote-unquote pandemic had nothing to do with public health. It was really about pushing mandated medicine, you know, suppressing dissent and destroying economies. And all of that came to fruition. But as a part of that, I started talking about what the immune system is. You know, in 2019, I was invited by the National Science Foundation to give the talk on the immune system. And that is what I think people should focus on. What's happened is you have a lot of people who know something's wrong, but there's been all of this side chatter, which doesn't focus on the central issue. What can we do in a positive way to boost the immune system? Most of it is, in many ways, is bringing up topics which essentially tell people they can't do much. You know, the establishment is so big, we can't do anything. But when it comes to electromagnetic waves, which is what the real discussion is, you know, there's been some decent body of work looking at the pineal gland, which is the central controller of the entire, you know, endocrine system, which is located in the brain. And most people agree that it's probably a piezoelectric crystal, which means it has the properties of converting mechanical waves into electrical waves. That's what piezoelectric crystals are. And what's interesting is, when you look at electromagnetism, which are waves that, whether it's 1G, 2G, 4G, 5G, whatever it is, right? These things affect the pineal gland. And many years ago, I did quite a bit of research on this to really understand, you know, when these high tension wires were going up, right? People were concerned, do the waves from that affect people's sleep patterns, et cetera, or cause cancer? It's an important area of research that very little is done on it. And what's been done on it has been done in such a way that you can't really reproduce it. So you get caught into this, again, this pro and anti dialectic. But I can tell you this, I think the key thing people should focus on, what can you do to boost the immune system? And that discourse gets us to a positive place where you can actually affect change, because it starts talking about public health. Do masks actually support your public health? And it turns out that, you know, our research shows when you wear a mask, it affects three particular microbes in the oral microbiome, which changes the entire structure of the oral microbiome, which can lead to periodontal disease, you know, gum bleeding,
wow,
dental caries, etc. The solution is, you know, what people need to think about is the mouth is actually the gateway to many, many diseases. So I think the bigger discourse is, okay, the government says they care about public health. Really? Okay, let's then ante up on organic food, right? Ante up on why aren't you distributing vitamin D3 to people? And that's where we need to move this discourse.
I agree, because I remember having you talking about the A, you know, B, and D, how important it is. And I'm telling you, I'm getting a lot of D right now. And, you know, do you think the mask mandate is getting out of hand?
Well, here's the issue. You say, if you step back again, I like that, you know, every I teach a course called Foundations of Systems. People can go look at it on vashiva.com/join. But one of my goals is to teach people the interconnections among things. So what is masks actually about? Well, when it first came out, you know, it was, and it still is today, it's really about, it's created a tremendous amount of fear in people. And as though that is the way you resolve a public health, quote-unquote, crisis. And when you, again, start looking at the interconnections, what you start finding is that the essence of this is very, very large pharmaceutical companies, such as Pfizer, starting in 2010 and 11, have been losing, they've been bleeding revenue. Most of the pharma companies have been tanking. Pfizer, for example, did $65 to $66 billion in revenue in 2012. Oh, yeah. Now they're only doing $41 billion as of 2020. So that's nearly a $24 billion revenue loss. Just think about that. That's almost losing 40% right. of your business. So they've had to make up that revenue. Now, if you look at pharma and you looked at a bar chart of what they spend on research and development versus marketing, they spend double on marketing compared to R&D. And in fact, the products that they produce, I'm talking about pharmaceutical companies, even the FDA isn't even allowing most of their products. So year over year, starting in 2010, a pharma company would spend a dollar on R&D and they would get 10 cents return. Today, a pharmaceutical company spends a dollar on R&D and they only get less than 2 cents return. Their products they've run out of what's called their drug pipeline, and the FDA finds them even toxic, so they don't even make it after they spend billions of dollars in development. So their only way to sell stuff through is through massive marketing. But literally, companies, most of these pharma guys spend double. So the reason masks are part of this is, in my view, it's a marketing campaign, okay? It's part of the marketing budget. So you have a model where vaccines are growing at 17.4% per year in growth. So think about that. It's like if you put a dollar in, you're going to make a buck, you know, 17 compounded every year, okay? 17%.
Right.
And thanks to the Kennedys, you can't sue pharma companies because they're protected.
That's
as
right.
a CMEX factor. And what you have is you have a situation now where pharmaceutical companies are rapidly moving to become vaccine manufacturers. It is their way that they're going to save themselves. So Pfizer has their mRNA equivalent of a vaccine, and they're expecting to make $20 billion just this year alone, $15 to $20 billion in 2021, just from that one product, which is literally one-third of their entire revenue for last year. Okay? So
wow.
To start money. There
wow.
are way too people who get involved in conspiracy theories, and it doesn't help the larger movement. The real movement is working people throughout the world are being screwed. When I mean working people, I'm talking about everyday people actually work for a living. Since 1970, working people's wages have, if you're making a $50,000 today, you should actually be making about $120,000. We've moved vast amounts of wealth from working people's pockets to the elite. And when you think about what's going on with the vaccine model, it's basically to force government to buy vaccines, which means they're going to take tens of billions of dollars out of the pie that would have gone for infrastructure, right? Or nutrition.
Right.
Or healthcare. And move it into essentially lining the pockets of the pharma guys. And you have to understand, pharma companies, every day they're looking at their stock prices. So the CEO of Pfizer, you know, he's looking to make probably $50 to $100 million in a bonus
Johnson,
this year.
Johnson, too.
Well, so, you know, I see on the news, Dr. Shiva, I see on the news, they talk about how many people have gotten the vaccines. Now, I've talked to a lot of people, and I want to talk to you about this, that people say, I'm not getting this. There's not an FDA on this. What is your opinion on that? Because I know what my family, we had a big discussion last night sitting around the table with a family reunion and what our thoughts were, you know, and if somebody doesn't want to get it, I get a lot of people pushing me to get the vaccine. I'm very healthy. I watch my immune system. I do a lot of things outside. I'm, you know, very active. And, you know, and they're really pushing this. And if you don't want to take it, are you going to have to be mandated, mandated to take it? I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
It comes back to this very simple issue. This is all a marketing campaign. That's right. What it is. It's like climate, quote-unquote climate change was a marketing campaign. The $100 billion green fund that the government set aside was a marketing campaign to essentially, you know, give bribes to most of the environmental ministers in most companies. This is a marketing campaign. Many, many health ministers in many countries are getting a lot of bank accounts sent to, money into their Swiss bank accounts right now. So they are convincing their prime ministers, oh my God, this is a horrible thing. We got to get vaccinated. And what's happening right now is, if you look, Israel, for example, is a marketing partner for Pfizer, in my view. Okay? Israel has vaccinated nearly 70%. And if you look at the graph of the number of COVID cases, and we've done some very nice analysis on this, where we show a graph of number of COVID cases. They increase even when you start giving the vaccine. They keep growing. Okay? New cases keep growing until you get to around, in the case of Israel, until 70%, 80%, and they start dropping. And you know the number of COVID cases is a manipulable number. It's not even real. The number of vaccines they're giving, you can know it's a pretty definitive number. So what does that say? So Israel signed a marketing partner or a data sharing agreement with Pfizer in 2000 in early January. And that was basically, they would become the poster child for how great the Pfizer vaccine is. So they're going to use Israel and actually UAE, both the places where Jared Kushner visited, interesting enough, okay?
Wow.
To share them as the poster child. You know what? So if you look at India has only vaccinated 5%. In fact, India's entire curve was going down to zero. Starting on January 17th or whenever it was when they started giving the vaccine, the numbers go up. The curve is coming down, number of COVID cases, new, and it starts going up. And then the response from the mainstream media was, oh, you know, it's going up because they're not vaccinating people enough. So the marketing brochure you're going to see is, Israel is such a wonderful country. See, we got to get up to 70%, quote-unquote, herd immunity. And these other countries are not doing their job. So that's the marketing that's going on.
Well, you know, here's two things I want to bring up, a point on this, too.
I've never taken any of these vaccines to answer your question. I think the whole thing, people need to make their own decisions. If you want to go vaccinate the hell out of yourself, go get as many vaccines as you want. But I'm not going to do it. The concept of the mRNA vaccine of just upregulating antibodies is not how the immune system works. And you're hearing that from an immune system expert.
Let's go into the background, Dr. Shiva, because I know we were waiting, and then I was playing one of the interviews from our last guest with one of our reporters. Tell us about your background so everybody knows who you are, because you're better to promote yourself and tell us who you are, how you became a doctor, before we go into the next question, because I have two major ones, and the girls, the ladies at the station as well, have one. So tell us who Dr. Shiva is.
Yeah, so first of all, let everyone know, I'm a systems biologist. MDs, I'm not an MD. MDs have most 99% of MDs don't understand how the immune system works. That's unfortunate because the MD training model is frankly a completely brutal training model where they study the body as a bunch of parts. They do not understand it as a system. So my background is, you know, I grew up in India as a young kid in the caste system. We were considered low caste, untouchable. The caste system, if you want to think about it, is racism on steroids, okay? So the fact that my parents even here was quite extraordinary. But in a small village where I grew up, my grandmother was at what practiced traditional systems of Indian medicine. So I grew up looking at the caste system, wanting to understand political theory as a kid. And I also grew up watching this woman who had no degrees heal people. She was a village healer. And when I came to the United States in 1970 as a seven-year-old kid, by the time I was 14, I ended up going to NYU science program and started working while in high school as a full-time research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey, studying sleep systems, applying computers to understand why babies were dying in their sleep. Wrote, in fact, papers before I came to MIT. And then, while there, I built the first email system in the world when I converted the old-fashioned inter-office mail system. Remember the old system, inbox, outbox, folder?
Yes.
The secretary, memo, carbon copy, was a complex system. I was the first to convert that entire system to the electronic version. I wrote 50,000 lines of code as a 14-year-old kid, named it email, got the first United States copyright when that was the only way to protect software inventions before I came to MIT. So when I came to MIT, I was very interested in systems, you see, and understanding the body as a system. Unfortunately, Western medicine views the body as components. So I went in and out of MIT, did 4 degrees in electrical engineering, electrical engineering systems, mechanical design, and my PhD is in a field called biological engineering in systems biology. In 2003, when the Genome Project ended, an irony took place in biology, because for years, since the 1950s, the body was treated as a bunch of parts, thinking, oh, if you have this gene, you're going to get this disease, right? So since 1993, people were hunting for genes, thinking, you know, a human being had about 1 million genes. We knew a worm only had 20,000 genes. But when the Genome Project ends in 2003, it turns out we only have 20,000 genes. We have, everyone should listen to this, we have the same number of protein-coding genes as a worm. So what makes a human being complicated? It's more complicated. It's not the number of genes. It's the fact that genes, how they interconnect. It's the interconnection. That's called molecular pathways. So I came back to MIT in 2003, and I took on this challenge that the NSF had put forward, was could you mathematically model all the chemical reactions in the human cell using the computer? Because if we could do that, we could eliminate animal testing, we could understand what was going on from a molecular system science, and I created that technology for my PhD work called CytoSolve, CytoSolve, and which was great, because I could use that technology to validate Eastern systems of medicine, right? I could understand the alchemy of food. And so for the last 16 years, what I've been doing is we've been helping companies that want to do science-based research with natural products understand how to mix the right ingredients together and why things work. So we work with the largest institutions in the world to help model different diseases on the computer and then figure out how you could use combinations of therapeutics. So CytoSolve is, if email was a big revolution, CytoSolve is even a bigger one. So with CytoSolve, my PhD work was on the immune system in 2003 since then. So in 2009, the National Science Foundation, as I mentioned, invited me as an expert on the immune system to give the prestige lecture on the modern theory of the immune system. What I shared with people was that the Fauci model of the immune system, and Fauci is an unfortunate fraud at a very deep level. This guy is your typical government bureaucrat, who's existed not because he's adept at science, because he knows how to wheel and deal. And his advertising of the immune system is two boxes. One is called the adaptive immune system, which is the immune system, in your eyes, your throat, your skin. You know, when someone sneezes on you, that's your first front line of your immune system. And the idea is that's the immune system that tries to chomp up the virus, right? Tries to eat up the pathogen. And if that fails, then it goes to your adaptive immune system, where antibodies are created using T cells and B cells. You following me?
Yes.
Box model. But the reality is, what I present at the National Science Center, that's just a very rudimentary model going back over 100 years. The truth is, the immune system is not just those two boxes. It includes another very specialized system called the interferon system, which is long before antibodies kick in. If you have a strong interferon system, your body will generate interferons, which interfere with viruses, can upregulate thousands of genes, which support your natural killer cells to take out the virus. So there's people who've been exposed to COVID who have no antibodies, but they're absolutely fine. Why? Well, because of the interferon system. Then you have the gut microbiome, 60 trillion bacteria, another part of your immune system that Fauci doesn't talk about. We have 380 trillion viruses in our body, the virome. And then we have the gut-brain axis. So the immune system is more like an orchestra. This is the best analogy I have. You go to an orchestra, they have the drums, right? The percussion section, they have the string section, they have, the brass section, it's huge, right? Well, what they're trying to do with a, quote-unquote, a vaccine is just try to deliver this thing, inject it into your body, right? Short-circuit the adaptive system, short-circuit the interferon system, short-circuit the microbiome, short-circuit everything. And if you get this antibody, hip hip hooray, you should be great, which is absolutely nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the problem, is the pro-vax, anti-vax community isn't focused on this. So you have big, big misleaders like Robert Kennedy, who's, by the way, not anti-vaccine. He said he vaccinated all his kids. You know, he endorsed Hillary Clinton 3 times. He's controlled opposition. And endorsed Hillary Clinton 3 times, even though she said she's pro-vaccine. So you have guys like him on the quote-unquote anti, and then pharma just manipulates people into this pro-vax, anti-vax argument. The real issue when you take a scientific approach, we should be focused on the fact that the immune system is a very complex system, which has a very important property called resilience, which means it wants to take a beating, and it'll come back even stronger. Just like you go work out hard, and your muscles initially ache, you get sore, and you come back stronger. Now, those people who are immunocompromised, yes, let them be isolated. Let them figure out ways to strengthen their immune system. But majority of people are not immunocompromised. So when they shut down this entire economy to support the quote-unquote immunocompromised, it was done without any logic. That therefore, it was done with another agenda in mind, an economic agenda. And that economic agenda was they needed a great reset because the elite's economy of running on debt since 2008 with quantitative easing has failed. So that's what's happened. They needed Trump in there to placate the white working class so they wouldn't rise up. So Trump talked a good game, but at the end of the day, he was, you know, he didn't do anything to Fauci. He didn't do anything to Hillary Clinton. And even though I supported him, you know, gave money to him, you know, at the end of the day, when you look at the whole thing, he was part of this nonsense.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, another thing, I just bumped into someone today. He worked for a mortuary, and he said he would go pick up these bodies, and he knew what the death certificate was, but they were trying to put it as COVID. Have you heard a lot of this going on as well?
Yeah, it's occurring all over the world. I was just talking to someone in India. The Indian government is giving people 17,000 rupees, which is quite a lot of money, okay, if you get a positive COVID case. So the government employees are running around doing a split. So the issue is we have all sorts of viruses in ourselves right now, okay? And to say the economic model is, I think in the United States you got $13,000 hospital administrators got, and I think $35,000 for a COVID case positive, and $35,000 for a COVID death. And then they made $75,000 on selling those ventilators. So
wow. Dr. Siva, I'm going to get to the ladies here in a second. The world is getting crazy. Yesterday, of course, this was the last minute get-together family reunion, and we're over at Animal Kingdom, and I know I was going to do a pre-talk with you, and I was actually in the safari land where I had elephants making all this noise. I pray that Dr. Shiva doesn't call me right now. Yeah, you're like, where are you? I'm in Africa. But we were on one of the rides. We were on a train ride, and my nephew, we had nine of us together, and he takes his mask off for a minute to take a drink of water. It's very warm outside. I have this Karen I call next to me freaking out and yelling, and her husband's calling security because he had his mask off for a minute, taking a drink of water. And I'm just seeing more and more people are just are sheep, and they're crazy, and that's all I see, you know. And people are just upset and angry. Nobody smiles anymore. Nobody's happy anymore.
Well, look, the goal is I keep telling people follow the money. The guy, I think Henry Wellcome, who started Wellcome Burrows, one of the big pharmaceutical companies. There's a very interesting article about his life when he was 16 years old. He worked in this is the head of GlaxoSmithKline, you know, GlaxoSmithKline. And here's a kid who worked in his uncle's pharmacy store when he was a kid, and his uncle told him, you know, you could sell anything to people through fear, marketing. So IBM's sales model was FUD. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
This is the IBM marketing model of selling, FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
I've actually heard of it. I don't want to interrupt, but this is Carrie Kay. I've actually heard of it.
Yeah, so IBM selling model is fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And, you know, they teach this at Harvard Business School, I'm sure, okay? So fear, uncertainty, and doubt is you scare the hell out of people. You say, well, things are very uncertain, and you create doubt in themselves. So when IBM used to sell, let's say there's Big Blue, and you're a small computer manufacturer, right? IBM would say, look, you can trust them, but, you know, we're IBM. We'll always be there for you. That guy's new. You know, is he going to be in business, right? Do you trust him? So they create fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And when you create fear, uncertainty, and doubt in a human being, you've got him. So when you look at the math, what we're educating, you know, we have a movement everyone should go check out. There is only one way to win at this. There's only one way. And it's not going to happen through Republican or Democrat, Trump or Bernie, you know, Mitch McConnell or Joe Biden, it's going to happen with the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. And I can say with all humanity, with all humility, the movement that we built, people should go check it out on bashiva.com/join. What we are built is a movement that's based, number one, on educating people how to look at systems. There's a science of systems. The elites practice, know this science. About 5,000, you know, that's what they teach at MIT, okay? The elites learn the science of systems to manipulate people. They understand the interconnections between things. So if we want to build a movement, number one, people have to begin with a political understanding. Without that, they're just going to be not only sheep, but they can have good feelings, but they won't know what to do, actually. Number two, we have to build a bottoms-up movement. To hell with Democrats and Republicans. To hell with the left and right narrative. It is the way that they keep people entertained, like WWF wrestling. Today, Trump is attacking McConnell, right? He doesn't. It's just WWF wrestling. He wants to collect more money for his PAC. That's what it's about. So the third thing is people need to understand the establishment creates the not-so-obvious establishment. So every Monday evening, we've created this course. We want to find 50,000 truth, freedom, and health warriors to train them. Number two, we've created our own vehicle. You know, as a technologist, I have my own data center. We are enabling people to build community independent of Facebook, Twitter. And this is not for everyone. We want to find 50,000 people who are serious about changing the world. And third, we activate people by giving them tools to go educate their neighbors, not to go beg to a state rep or a senator. So one of those tools, for example, we have a mask card, a 3.5 inch by 2 inch business card. Well, what does that teach people? Number one, one line, the science of mask, which is to teach people that when you wear that mask, you lower your pH in your mouth, which means your mouth becomes more acidic. Number two, you increase the temperature. Those two factors, after 3 years of detailed molecular system science research, we've shown that those two factors will increase three microbes in your mouth, which directly lead to the destruction of bone, which directly lead to gum bleeding. So now, our position is, this is the real activism. Our volunteers, our warriors go out to a employee at Starbucks. Okay, look, you want to wear that mask? Great. But why don't you look at this card and why don't you go read this? Is your employer giving you dental health insurance? Cover your root planning when you need to get periodontal work done. Now, that employee, you know, is going to tell that employer who's before been just essentially been, oh, I'm a victim of the government, I have to do this. Well, they may have multiple lawsuits from their own employees. Or their employees, they better cover with the right dental insurance. You follow what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. You are right. Dr. Shiva, I know we have 10 minutes left, and I have two ladies at the station. And I know that Renee and Terry, they're both in the holistic health care.
Yes.
I know they have questions. And I really want to have you come back again and talk about some more, like the cinnamon. I love that video about how cinnamon affects your immune system.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I'll be doing a video today on colloidal silver.
Very good stuff. Colloidal silver, I tried it before. It's supposed to be very good.
Yeah, so what we do is we try to eliminate all the the problem with big vitamin nowadays is there's a lot of people eat as many charlatans in the big vitamin market as in big pharma.
Yes.
What we want to do, we want to eliminate that non-evidence-based. So we go down, we're using cytosol, we can go down to the molecular systems level. We can actually look at all the literature, organize it. You see, this is how we win. We win by focusing on truth.
Wow, everybody, you're listening to 106.1 FM, The Heat, and five other stations with Dr. Shiva. Renee, what's your question to Dr. Shiva?
Dr. Shiva, hi. I'm in the healthcare business, and I wanted to ask you, did you ever hear of stem cell rejuvenation?
Definitely, yep.
Okay.
One of the things we've done with cytosol is we've mapped out all the molecular pathways of stem cells. We've looked at nearly 22,000 pieces of peer-reviewed literature. And we're creating the first systems architecture.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt you, Doctor. I am with a company, and I'm going to be sending you something on your email, something you might like to look into. And it's amazing what's happened to me. It's helping me. Let me just say this: we don't cure. We have to have a disclaimer. We don't cure. We don't heal. So on and so forth. But I put a patch on my neck. I have two herniated discs underneath a surgery that I had a year ago. And I was just in an accident on February the 4th. And I have four herniated discs, two bulging discs. And the pain is excruciating down my shoulders. I have a rotator cuff tear. I put a patch on and I feel awesome. 12 hours on and 12 hours off. I'm going to be sending you some information because I think you would like it. The scientist on this, I will send you the information on that too, because you might want to get in contact with him, because it might be something you might be up your alley, right up your alley. I can see it. I'm hearing your whole conversation. You're very interesting. I'm amazed on, you know, the technology and stuff that you know. And I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I want to just say this. My name is Renee Leon. I'm an actress. I'm also with Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. I'm one of her reporters. But Beauty Health and
Renee, what's your question to Dr. Shiva?
My question is, all right, so he heard about the stem cell rejuvenation. Do you know who's doing this right now? Because the person that I know, I got to send you the information. I don't want to say it on the phone. I mean, on the mic.
Yeah. So here's the deal. I mean, there are many, many organizations. I mean, at the research level, all over the world. I mean, doing stem cells, right? Because you know, there's embryonic stem cells, and there's the stem cells that are in your own body. Right?
Yes. Yes. And this works with your body.
Stem cells.
This is working with your body. This activates your body. This is an activation patch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So one of the important things is in the area of anti-aging health, the idea has been that your body is like an elastic rubber band, you know?
Yeah.
You pull it, it comes back, right? So over time, the idea is your body may lose its own regenerative powers. In traditional medicine, most of that regenerative power was known in your bone marrow, okay? Which is where, you know, new cells are created. This is why in some of these therapies, they go down to the bone marrow. But the idea is your body has the ability, technically, right, to be youthful in some ways, theoretically forever, if it can leverage its ability to differentiate cells in an ongoing basis using stem cells. So I think we're going to see some very interesting things. But what we've done is we've looked at every piece of research that we've curated, and we're mapping out all the molecular mechanisms.
Yeah.
And that's what we're in the midst of doing with cytosol. But once that's done, we can start using that to evaluate purported therapies, right? What does this do? What does that do? Et cetera.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be sending you some information. I'm Renee Leon, so you'll get it from my email. And we'll talk much more about this. But I'm going to let Carrie, okay, before we leave, we're going to ask you a couple questions. Go ahead, Carrie.
We have 5 minutes left, ladies.
All right. Well, I really enjoyed listening to you. I'm a holistic health coach, just graduated from the New York Institution of Nutrition. And everything you're saying, I believe in. Mm-hmm. I don't wear the mask, and I get a lot of confrontation from people. But I just say I have asthma, and I'm not wearing it. So, but I just graduated in holistic health, and I've learned so many amazing things. So my question to you is, with what's coming up in the future, where I'm doing the stem cell regeneration that Renee is speaking to you about, but what is coming up in the future is just amazing. And I think that the pharmaceutical companies, don't you agree that they see that holistic health has been for the last several years is building and building and building? And I could see that because I would go to health seminars and things. So what is your opinion on that? You know, what's going in the future? There's just so many different things that you're doing, and technology, it's just amazing to help heal the body, because the body does heal itself, and I teach my clients that.
Well, look, I think one of the important things is, from a theory standpoint, when the body, every individual has a particular, what we call a homeostasis, okay, where your body likes to be at. Your body is different than my body, et cetera, right? So the goal is, if you can bring your body back to homeostasis, your body has the ability to do self-regeneration, right?
Yes,
so right.
People have been looking at those regenerative processes. So one of them is fasting, right? Autophagy, right? Mm-hmm. Another is, you know, where you're supporting systems that reduce inflammation, right?
Yes.
And like this, there are probably about 7 or 8, 9 different processes, almost like engineering processes. And different things, rest, for example, is very important, right?
Yes.
So there's not just one solution to this. There's probably a set of solutions. And the more you do various of those solutions synergistically, can have a synergistic what people call that ensemble effect. So I think the biggest things we're going to see.
Yeah, and we really, really need what you're talking about is to focus on just helping people build their immune system. And so that's what I focus on when I'm talking with my clients is not so much the mask and all that, but I really believe in what you're saying, and I'd love to have you on my show, Living a Healthy Lifestyle show. It's every Monday night with Dawn Reese's segment, the Beauty, Health, and Wellness. I'm the Florida Health and Wellness coach, I love to have you on the show because what you are saying is everything that I passionately believe in. So my question to you really was also too about 5G, and that was answered earlier, but I do believe in what you're saying is that the symptoms I do believe are coming from the 5G, that I really believe from COVID. That's my personal opinion on that. So
yeah, ladies, we have 2 minutes left. Dr. Shiva, I'd like to have you on once a month of time.
Yes.
Because you have so many things that you talk about, and people driving are listening to this right now.
Oh, yeah.
Clearwater Beach, all over Tampa. And I'll set it up with your associate. But I want to thank you so much for calling in. And any last words, sure. Dr. Shiva?
Yeah, the important thing is, the movement we're building for truth, freedom, and health really is to encourage people that each of these areas has been split for many, many years. The people fighting for freedom, like the people with First Amendment, Second Amendment.
Oh, yes.
Some call them, quote-unquote, rednecks, right?
Definitely.
The people fighting for health were known as, the earthy, crunchy granola types of yoga Nazis. And the people who want to do research and innovation, the nerds, right? All these three movements, when you take a systems approach, you need to be interconnected, which means without freedom, we can't practice science because in order to do science, you need to have debate and discourse, and that's being censored right now. And that's how you get to truth, and with truth is how we can find the real problems and the real solutions for our health. And without health, you don't have the strength to fight for freedom. So I encourage everyone to go to Victor Alpha Shiva, VAShiva.com.
VAShiva.com.
Yeah, VAShiva.com/join. And what we're doing is we're telling people they have to go back to school and they have to understand systems theory.
And education.
It's systems health. Yeah, and I built this course at MIT and I've taken it out of that realm. We made it easy. We've had tens of thousands of people go through this right now. You can be a housewife, you can be a carpenter, you can be a MIT PhD, but all of them will understand that there are 9 fundamental elements that govern every system in the universe. Your body, your computer system, your political system. And once people understand that, they can start figuring out the same forces that move your body are the same forces that move everything in the universe.
Wow.
Dr. Shiva, yeah. It's been a pleasure. I have to tell you.
Thank you, Dr. Shiva. Yeah.
Yes, I've been nominated for the best talk show host and best talk show for the International Film Festival. I'm so glad to have you a part of our show. And I look so forward to having you back again. You're so knowledgeable. And if I was in Massachusetts, I would have been voting for you as well.
Me too.
Yeah, you got to be on my show.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Just let us know.
Thank you again.
Thank you. Be wise.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. Bye, ladies.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Dawn. Have fun.
Bye-bye. Hollywood Connections.
This is Hollywood Connections. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Living a healthy lifestyle.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.